the development of the design isn't done for major events when Syracuse plays Duke in basketball and so forth. But what we're creating for the University Hill area is we're creating multiple avenues to be able to get to the hill. Once the Krause-Irving interchange is in place, it's a direct shot to the University Hill. People will be able to get onto I-690 via I-81 to the north, 690 to the west, 690 to the east, and take a direct shot to the dome. They don't have to do that, though. They can get off at other areas and use a lot of the other streets that will exist. They can use the Business Loop 81. They'll be able to use roads like Townsend. And they'll be able to go two ways, whereas today they're not, on roads like Adams and roads like Harrison. And so we're opening up some avenues. I didn't talk at all about Van Buren. From the south, we're going to make a new creation for the Business Loop 81 to tie into Van Buren to, from the backside, get to the dome and serve ESF and serve University Hill area, SU. And so other avenues will disperse the traffic through the hill and make that better. During construction, it would be very premature for me to talk about construction prior to us having a contractor in place and putting in mandates that they're going to have to do certain work at certain times and certain times of the year. So that's something that needs to come. We've taken a shot at that, Chapter 4, if you want to take a look at that. But there's a lot of work to do in coordinating with our partners and our stakeholders. You know, one of the things, we had a meeting within the last week, meeting with the University Hill. And the cancer facility has their surgeries for brain surgeries about 15 feet from the viaduct along the Almond Street corridor. And so there's a lot of sensitivity as to what we're going to do related to when those surgeries are and when we're going to be doing work and what is going to be allowable. For our contractors' perspective, there's a lot of coordination that needs to occur with the stakeholders.